Who are you?
Alex.
From?
Sheffield.
From?
Arctic Monkeys.
From the Arctic Monkeys?
Yeah.
And Alex...
action you've got there, man. You're frightening me, that waving it.
Who else is in the Arctic Monkeys, Alex?
Ross Kemp.
Yeah.
But he's a fifth member.
Yeah, Ross Kemp, but he couldn't be here right now.
And who do you have beside you?
Oh, this is Matt.
Matt.
And who else do we have?
Jamie.
How you doing?
From the Arctic?
Monkeys.
Sheffield, sex city.
Indeed. Big time, yeah. You know, you've read up on it, clearly, because that's what it's known for.
Because that's where you're from, Sheffield.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. City of sex. Sex.
Now, why is it the city of sex? What has it to do with this gentleman here? Oh, who is this guy? Could you explain?
This fellow is a popular club owner who has various strip
what is
clubs.
What should we call him? The Black Cat or something.
Black something.
So this fellow here, he's an important fellow in
he's
the...
like an ambassador of Sheffield, I'd say. The Sheffield sex scene.
Kind of work with the council, I believe, now, don't you? Sort of keeping the
kids off the street.
So have you guys played any of his clubs?
No, they're not them kind of clubs, I don't think.
He did an acoustic gig there once, didn't
he? Acoustic session there.
He did a gorilla gig there.
Secret one.
So what was the gig like? Looks like it might have been pretty exciting.
Pretty racy. Yeah, I mean, you can imagine. You can imagine.
Now, he has said that perhaps he's responsible in some way for the Arctic Monkeys, and I guess by letting you do a renegade gig there.
Well, I'd say by being my father is pretty responsible.
That's pretty damn close.
Yeah, indeed.
He said that perhaps your parents...
Well,
yeah, said your, oh,
right, sorry,
your parents might have gone to his club, the Hobo or something.
Hobo, is that an old one? I'm not sure. What were that?
The Mojo.
Mojo,
well, that's it.
The
it's
Mojo.
A Boardwalk, Juju Club, is that what it was?
No, Juju Club's a reggae it. Thing. Yeah. But
Mojo,
yeah, I believe he had that there. The Black Cat, didn't he have a club called that or something like that?
Joke yeah, on that might have been his London one. Oh, yeah, Black Cat, Sheffield, yeah.
Matt, did your mom one time bring chocolates to an Arctic Monkeys gig?
No, she took some kind of confectionery to a queue. They were queuing up to buy tickets.
That was very nice.
Yeah. Correct.
Were you surprised by that, Alex?
I never knew about that, actually.
Are you surprised by it?
Well, no, because, you know, Jill's a very nice lady, very caring, and likes to keep people... happy. Make up for us upsetting people, if you like.
What about Alex's mom?
What about her?
Would Alex's mom bring chocolate?
Maybe. She likes giving us chocolate.
Yeah.
And what about you, Cookie? What about your mom? Can I call you Cookie? Is that okay?
You can call me what you want, mate.
Thank you.
Probably not. No, she's not a very nice person.
What is the importance, please tell me, Matt, of straws? Why should people bring straws to an Arctic Monkeys gig?
Because there can be a lot of spillage.
I thought it's something to do with stage diving, crowd surfing.
No, I think, you know, if you just spillage mainly. If you keep a cup with a lid and a straw.
But isn't it so you can, like, just crowd surf and drink at the same time?
Maybe that's like a spin-off of the spillage prevention.
So bring a straw when you go see the Arctic Monkeys.
It's kind of something that's it's a bit of a given now.
We don't have to shout about it. It's a bit cliche.
Yeah,
no, that we kind of...
It's like bringing Jack Daniels.
Yeah. Bring a straw, obviously.
I think it's cool. Arctic Monkeys, the band that really cares about straws.
That's it, yeah.
That's a good catchphrase. Arctic Monkeys, looking at you guys, it's interesting to note that you have some records that you really enjoy.
Yes.
Some specific records. And I want to ask you about one of them right here. Actually, I was going to give this to you as a gift. Here we have Warren G.
Oh, love it. I love this.
That's brilliant.
What
is an album as well.
This is a double album of Warren G, all the hits.
Oh,
wow.
Amazing.
Now, what is the connection between Warren G and the Arctic Monkeys in the song Regulate?
Well, you know what we were saying about Peter Stringfellow being his dad? Warren G's his uncle.
Uncle.
I bet you didn't know Stringfellow... G, we're related, did you? But yeah, absolutely. That's
yeah,
the truth.
That's where he gets all his girls for his videos and stuff.
When did you guys first get into Warren G? And would you ever have him open for you? And don't you use Warren G as your intro music?
We did.
That's the link. We used to, yeah. We use various different ones, but we might go back to it.
Song that got me into a Warren G, well, cause it got me into it. I first heard him with that one when he did the sample of What's Love Got to Do?
Yeah.
That one.
How big is Warren G in Sheffield?
About that big.
5'10".
Like, would he open for you guys, or would you have to open for him?
We'd have to open for him, I think.
Yeah.
He's, I mean, he's got billboards, he's got everything.
2-1 and Lewis.
There we have a little gift for the Arctic Monkeys.
I'm grateful for that. That's
because we all know that you have a turntable on the tour bus, right?
Indeed.
I wish we did, because there's a few kind of records building up that I'd like to play. Maybe that's something we should put on the old, you know, whatever it is.
Requirements, yeah.
But that's the great thing about the Arctic Monkeys is you're not stuck to one genre, are you?
No.
You are all over the map, aren't you, Alex?
Well, you know, as much as we can be. No.
Please tell me, Alex, the importance of this gentleman right here, John Cooper Clark.
Is this for us as well, or is this yours? Are you going to take these back?
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
John Cooper Clark. How does John Cooper Clark play into the history of the Arctic Monkeys?
We just got into him a couple of years ago. I saw him supporting The Fall, and he were really, we're drawn to him. And he introduced us, actually, when we played at Brixton Academy, like, a couple of weeks ago. He went on and sort of compared for us. He's a very funny man, and he sort of went.
He's a great punk poet, isn't he?
The best.
Now, do you think, Alex, that perhaps you'd ever grow your hair out, perhaps?
I'd like to, yeah. I mean,
He's got a good look.
I mean, that's a very fetching photograph, isn't it? With the boots and everything.
Like I like that cover.
It's a good cover, you know, Legend, yeah.
I have a
exhausting, isn't it?
I have a quote for you, Arctic.
Go on.
Monkeys.
I have a quote for you, Matt. Here's a quote. Matt is almost as good as Phil Collins.
Mm.
And who said that?
Kanye West.
That is bizarre.
Who's also almost as good.
What do you think about that? Is Matt almost as good as Kanye West, Alex?
As good as Kanye West or as good as Phil Collins?
As good as Phil Collins and Kanye West.
Oh, I'd say a bit further better than Kanye West, but far short of Phil Collins.
What's interesting, though, is Kanye West sings, and you sing too, a singing drummer.
Yeah. You've heard of Eagles, haven't you?
So how did you feel about that comparison? Matt is almost as good as Phil Collins, Kanye West.
I've got the actual quote, and I believe it wasn't an almost as good vibe that they were going for.
You got it, actually.
Do you want to see this quote?
Yes, it was text to you?
No.
This is a plant, but this is actually really in.
Well, I would keep that in my wallet too.
Hey, look, there it is.
This says the guy on the drums is real tight, man. He's got the whole British vibe going on, and he brings the Phil Collins Genesis sound to the table. Nowhere does it say I'm almost as good as. It just says I bring that vibe.
That is awesome, and you know we have a Canadian connection because Phil Collins' son Simon lives in Vancouver.
Really, we should go and get a place there for tea.
And his sister, Jolie Collins, that's Simon's sister, Jolie, lives in Vancouver too. A whole bunch of the Genesis clan is here in Vancouver to go check you guys out.
Yeah, that's good.
And then that moment could arrive.
It could arrive.
Arctic Monkeys, when you began, you guys covered, and I'm really surprised by this and really impressed, you guys actually covered, who was that?
Big Nige.
Is he related to Big John?
No.
Who is Big John?
He does a breakfast show on LMFM, a radio station in Sheffield.
I thought he might be Big John, who was once a roadie for Nirvana and wasn't exploited.
Oh, no, I don't believe. Well, maybe they were related, but I didn't hear that.
Do you have any punk roadies at all? Do any punks come out to your gigs? any crust punks?
No.
Like, have you seen any Mohicans in the audience,
Yeah.
We've seen a few Mohawks.
And what I was going to say, when you began by doing Datsun's covers. That's awesome.
Well, one. We did one Datsun's
cover. It was Harmonic Generator?
Yep.
That is a great tune, isn't it?
It were easy as fuck to play. I think that was more the appeal of it for us.
I love the Datsun's. It's too bad they're not quite as popular as they once were. I think they're coming back, but they're a great band, aren't they?
I enjoyed watching them live.
Because I knew
seemed
to go wayward a bit, didn't it? But I don't know.
New Zealand rock. Actually,
The D4.
The D4.
Yeah, that is the band.
That's the band from New Zealand.
Their second album, I think the Datsun's second album, was done by John Paul Jones, right, of Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, I heard that.
Have you had any producers' names thrown your way at all, Kooky?
No, we haven't, I don't believe.
Like, John Paul Jones, has anybody come up and said, I'll do your next album?
No, really.
No John Paul Jones, though, you won't use him, right?
No.
Not Kanye West?
Dr. Dre,
because that's another one of your intro tunes, isn't it?
Yeah, that's been there, yeah.
No, the thing is, you could get Dr. Dre, because he'll do it for the money. So I guess if you just save up a lot of money, he'd do it. He'd do it for sure. He'd do it for sure. I think he would do it.
I don't think we could afford Dr. Dre.
Arctic Monkeys, Sepultura. What's the connection between Sepultura, the metal band, and the Arctic Monkeys?
Is the one. You tell me.
I thought your album was mixed by the same guy that did Sepultura.
It was also the same guy that did Sepultura also did like Coldplay's album. Yeah. Mastered. It weren't mastered.
Oh, he did Bon Jovi too? That brings it down a notch, doesn't it?
Everything.
It's like Sepultura, Bon Jovi, Coldplay. But still, were you there when the mixing was happening?
He didn't mix it, he just mastered it.
So you weren't actually in the room or anything like that?
Even in the country. We mixed it, he mastered it.
It does sound good. It also sounds good to have the Sepultura guy doing it.
Yeah. On paper, that's a good idea, and it's like, yeah, that's cool.
Arctic Monkeys, are you guys a big fan of statistics at all?
I love statistics.
You do love statistics. Yeah, what statistics do you have, and do you know?
Put me on the spot now.
You have in your brain?
The thing about the Q.
The what? It is a statistic. I've got two Chinese statistics. If the population of China... It's kind of a statistic. It's just an interesting fact.
Based on a statistic,
obviously. Yeah. If a population of China walked past you in a queue, the line would never end because of the rate of reproduction and the population size.
Ba-boom!
Another one. A third of the world's population live on the riverbanks in China. A third of the world's population. I learned that at Disneyland.
I love statistics. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Matt Monkey.
How have you got?
I have a little statistic for you. Alex from the band Blur. Did you guys ever meet Alex from the band Blur?
Alex James, no, I haven't met him.
Alex, he was a big fan of wine, wasn't he? Do you remember in the mid-90s, well, you were quite young then, but apparently he consumed 1% of all the wine in England.
That's quite a statistic.
That was true. And also, Elton John. Have you ever met Elton John at all?
No, I'd love to.
Elton John buys 4% of all the world's flowers.
Why? Why?
I guess as gifts, right? He likes giving flowers as a gift.
Wow, I had no idea.
So what would be the Arctic Monkeys statistic relating to the Arctic Monkeys? Is there an Arctic Monkeys stat?
I don't think there is.
Yes, there is. Apparently, Alex from the Arctic Monkeys, when your record came out, it was selling 5,000 copies an hour?
Is that so?
Well, let's work that out. 360-something thousand a week. Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't. Maybe.
I like that stat. 5,000 records an hour.
That's impressive.
Like although Alex has been able to drink all that wine, like 1% of all the wine in England done by Alex James of Blur.
Yeah, that's impressive. Maybe he didn't drink it. Maybe he just bought it.
Yeah, does he collect it?
That's true. I didn't actually ask that.
I think he'd be dead if he drunk all percentage of wine. Right, not me.
Some might say he is already. Ba-boom. Cookie, now, to your left here, we have Alex, right?
Yeah.
Now, Alex plays guitar in Arctic Monkeys, and you play guitar in Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah.
How does Alex hold his guitar?
Right there. Like that.
And how does Cookie hold his guitar, Alex?
Knee high, sort of.
Is that to kind of balance everything out? What do you think about the high guitar stance of Alex?
I don't know. You lose blood to your arms, and then you
can't. Because I think it's really cool. What are the advantages to holding it really high? Does anybody ever yell at you, drop it lower? Or does anybody yell at you, bring it higher?
I say it's a balance.
Well, I don't know. I think because when you sit down with it, you get it about there, and you sort of learn playing sitting down. It's always easier, and I can get, like, more of a thing going with my arm at that angle. I don't know what, I can't. That's how I'd defend it.
Have you seen any other bands holding it high these days? I noticed that Nick from Franz Ferdinand, he has it pretty high.
I think he has it that high, though.
Are you the highest? Is there anybody getting close to you?
I said it high. Albert.
The bass player of The Strokes has his bass guitar very high, and so does Albert Hammond Jr.
Now, speaking of instruments in the Arctic Monkeys, your bass player, Andy, is it true at one time he broke the ankle of a journalist he didn't like?
It wasn't a don't like. We played football with them, and it was a clean tackle. He just came out worse.
So don't mess with the Arctic Monkeys.
It's an accident.
What are the connections between the Arctic Monkeys and football? Are there any Arctic Monkeys football chants at all? Do you guys know?
I don't believe.
No.
And what I mean by this, or have you been referred to in any chants? Because remember at one time, David Beckham had that chant uttered at him about Posh Spice. You know, the crowd would chant stuff about Posh Spice takes it in the...
Yeah. How about that one?
Has there been any connections like that coming from the crowd towards football players in Arctic Monkeys sort of vibes?
I don't think so. No.
I don't believe there has.
Would any of the songs work good as a chant, do you think?
I mean, I'd like to hear a chant in a tune of one of our songs, but these would go for more traditional tunes.
Arctic Monkeys, you are the Arctic Monkeys, aren't you?
Yeah.
And in the 1960s, of course, there were the...
Arctic Monkeys, with a Z.
And no Arctic.
And the Monkeys as well.
The Monkeys.
I thought you meant my dad's band.
Your dad had a... Was your dad's 70s. Band in the...
70s, I'd
say. Did they release anything, your dad's band?
Yeah, they released, but not...
On vinyl?
Major. Well, it will have been, yeah, in them days.
Hey, maybe we can trade. Maybe we can do a vinyl trade. John Cooper Clark for your dad's record.
Yeah, I've got none on me, but if I did, you'd be the... I mean, it's rare, so I can't really promise anything.
That's amazing.
The Monkeys, yeah.
The Monkeys in the 1960s had a great TV show, and of course they took the TV show on the road, just like you guys are taking your show on the road here.
Yeah,
and
similar, yeah.
Guess who the Monkeys had open for them? The Monkeys could pick any band they wanted in the entire world.
We Are Scientists.
No, well, you're picking We Are Scientists, of course, but the Monkeys from the United States of America picked Jimi Hendrix as their opener.
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that.
No, that's what happened. For the entire tour, Jimi Hendrix opened for the Monkeys. It was amazing. The kids went crazy for the Monkeys, not really for Jimmy. So does this mean, with you guys bringing We Are Scientists on board, that they're going to have a long, successful career?
And then...
I think they will anyway.
Then I guess they'll die when they're 27, or are they already past 27? Are they okay?
We'll do a TV, yeah.
And another thing about the Monkeys, actually, they also had a movie, and you guys have a movie too, The Scummy Man.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's what we thought when we made it. We thought Monkeys have got one.
Well, and the Monkeys movie was written by Jack Nicholson.
Really?
Yes, he wrote the movie, Head. So who wrote Scummy Man?
Fountain of Knowledge. Facts.
Well, I'm here with the Monkeys, Meets the Monkeys in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And actually, as I told you earlier, in this very hall that we're at, this very hall, this is where the Clash played their first North American tour gig.
That's good.
And of course, you guys are kicking off your first official North American headlining tour here.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah.
At the Commodore Ballroom. But lastly, I want to ask a bit more about the Monkeys connections. The Monkeys also were big fans of Frank Zappa. You know Frank Zappa?
Yeah.
He was actually on the TV show The Monkeys. Have you guys had any avant-garde people perhaps joining you for collaborations or anything like that? I guess John Cooper Clark, that might be something.
Not as yet, we haven't really.
No.
Actually, anything else you want to add lastly here about Peter? This is again, who is this again? Maybe we could just tell the people.
Fellow.
There's rumours about our manager Jeff writing all the songs, the lyrics to our... It were actually Peter Stringfellow that wrote most of it. I mean, most of the words, I mean, we came up with a few sort of, you know, extra
bits of
drums and
stuff. You look
at him on
this picture,
you
can see it in his face
that
he's got that creative spark.
But yeah,
he's got that Sheffield look.
Yeah, the Sheffield look, the creative spark. And he's just really down to earth, isn't he?
I'm kind of joking about this guy, but he's kind of important. He invented DJing, didn't he? He's like one of these legendary club DJs from the 60s, isn't he? Apparently he invented the discotheque. He's from Sheffield. A lot of people kind of make fun of them. He invented the Arctic Monkeys.
Well, I mean, there's a link.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add to the people out there at all, Arctic Monkeys?
I wish there was, but there rarely is.
In fact, there never is when people ask. John, I didn't think.
Why should people care about the Arctic Monkeys?
We've covered it all.
Why should people care about the Arctic Monkeys?
I don't know whether they should.
Maybe they shouldn't. Maybe that's the...
There's nothing else to care about.
Yeah, I've been watching a bit of TV, actually, and there ain't much else to care about. Yeah.
And, Alex, from the Arctic Monkeys, is it true that people who get hammered don't get to nail?
Not always.
I mean, it can be a physical aspect. If you're hammered, you don't get to nail.
Depends how hammered, doesn't it?
But it depends. No, I don't think it's. I don't even think it's a rule that you could live by, because there's a lot of different circumstances that could change it.
People who get hammered don't get to.
I don't believe in finishing the phrase because I don't actually agree with
the phrase.
Who's the Streets fan though in the band? It's you.
We all kind of
all of us.
You're all with the Streets.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much, Arctic Monkeys. Keep on rocking in the free world and do 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 do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will. Almost doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
There's even less chance of me doing it.
I would never do that.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
And then now you're on your
ass. Never do
that. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Thanks.
Almost doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
No chance.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
I don't know it.
What is the thing?
What could it possibly be? Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Rhythm as a band, so we won't.
What comes after that?
Almost something really close. Doo 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 doo.
Wait, I think. I don't know.
That was three too much.
Three too much what?
We only need two things, Arctic Monkeys. Doo. Well, thanks much, Arctic Monkies. Keep on rocking in a free world and doo 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 doo.
Two.
It's
two, isn't it? It's just.
Yeah, you almost had it there, yo! Thanks so much, Matt, from the Arctic Monkeys. Doo 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 doo.
Peter.
That'll do! Peter, thank you!